In Burlington, the next operator of the city's municipal telecom company could be chosen tonight. There are two finalists looking to buy Burlington Telecom, Two Cows, a Toronto-based company, and Keep BT Local, a cooperative formed with the purpose of buying Burlington Telecom. As VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports, the city council must decide which company will be best for the future of BT.
Hi. How you doing, Ben?
Come on in. You know, you gotta go through the house to get to the workspace.
Ben Troop works in his attic.
I don't know if you'd call it a man cave as much as a work cave.
Troop is the founder and CEO of Frame Interactive, a video game studio in Burlington. He moved to the city a year and a half ago, but most of the people he works with are scattered around the country.
In my assessment of whether I could, in good conscience, move to a small town like Burlington when I work in a big industry like video games, I had, you know, a kind of a checklist of things that would tip it from being unwise to wise.
And a fast internet connection was a top priority for Troop, which is exactly what he got with Burlington Telecom. BT has a fiber network that can offer up to a gigabit download and upload speeds. The company also offers TV and phone services. The city is selling Burlington Telecom because of a settlement reached with Citibank in 2014. The bank held the lease for Burlington Telecom, and they sued Burlington after BT couldn't make its lease payments. The settlement allowed the city to direct the sale of BT, but only for a four-year time frame. Burlington began the process this summer, and now there are two groups left in the running. One bid is from Two Cows, an internet and telecom company based in Toronto. The company runs a few fiber networks in the U.S. They're offering $28 million. Two Cows CEO Elliot Noss says they'll come in with a hyper-local approach.
Really what you have on the ground here with existing Burlington Telecom, not only, you know, all of the good things stay in place, but more good things get layered on top.
Supporters of the other bid from cooperative Keep BT Local say Two Cows would be paying more attention to their shareholders and investors than the people of Burlington. But according to Noss, they're not here to flip BT for a profit. He says Two Cows has bought a number of businesses over their 20 years, and they've never sold any of them. Noss says during the Burlington sale process, he's seen a, quote, trivializing of what it takes to run an internet service provider.
Operating a piece of infrastructure like a fiber network is not interesting or sexy, but boy, are there a lot of fiddly bits. And if you get them wrong, you get people's internet access wrong.
Still, Two Cows comes to this from outside of Vermont. And Andy Montrell, vice chair of the Keep BT Local Board, says that local control is what's right for the future of BT.
Once it goes out of our hands, who knows what will happen? It might work, it might not work, but it's out of our control. And why would we ever want to take such a critical piece of our infrastructure, our basic infrastructure, and give it to somebody else?
The co-op is offering $12 million for Burlington Telecom. $10 million of that is a loan. Initially, the co-op said they were able to secure an 8% interest rate, which was lower than their initial plan. But according to 7 Days, that reduction fell through. And Keep BT Local faces further challenges. In an email sent Sunday night to the city attorney, Citibank, which will receive some of the sale money, says if Burlington picks the co-op, they'll sue. The Burlington City Council will vote on the buyer for Burlington Telecom during their meeting tonight. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.